Okay, so how did this production all come together? What was the inspiration for it?
Right after I graduated from college, I was working on a series of short films, and I spoke with my friend Jake about writing one about nightmares because when we were in college, we used to go and see a lot of horror movies and do sketches about our nightmares. It was sort of something that we were really into. We watched David Lynch movies all the time, and he wrote a piece about a doctor who extracts nightmares from people's heads. And the film never ended up happening, but the idea stayed in his mind, and we both went off and did our various different things. I worked for an art gallery and started becoming more involved in nightlife and performance art, and he ended up at Marvel Comics being an assistant editor over there. And the idea just sort of grew in his mind, and he finally came up to me one day and was like, "Hey, you produce these epic interactive art nights, and what would you think of doing this piece that we talked about a while ago?" And so we developed it into a full-length play, and it's sort of an omnibus horror of sorts. It's a frame story with a bunch of short pieces that are all interconnected, and I got very excited because I like working in things where I can involve as many different art forms as possible. So this has circus, it has magic acts, it has like some truly dramatic and truly campy and funny moments, and film, and just whatever I can throw in there, I like doing. I hate anybody who tries to put limitations. Don't put baby in the corner. So I just we went for it, and it's now happening. So yeah, that's it's a decade long story that is culminating into an hour and a half long show. So yeah,
So
crazy.
how do you think the production is different now than what you originally envisioned it to be 10 years ago?
Well, originally it was just going to be a 3-minute long short film, and we were focusing a lot on the props, and it was just a singular performer who was going to be sort of showing off these devices that he was using to extract nightmares from a patient's head. And the idea of extracting nightmares is what sort of stuck with us and is what became Dead Dream Machine. So we decided that we wanted to showcase the nightmares and create the whole world within the dreamer's mind. So that is, it became much larger and went from a cast of one to a cast of like 22. So bigger. So yeah,
Considering
that's
that, what was it like to cast this thing?
I have worked with so many different performers over the years through various different ventures of mine. Rachel Klein, who's directing this, helped me to cast it. A lot of these people we drew from nightlife, from burlesque, from circus, from people who I went to college with. I went to NYU for acting, so I have people who went to acting school with me. I have performance artists. We also have guest spots in the show. Every night we have a different sort of downtown celebrity guest spotting, and we have everyone from Justin Vivian Bond to Randy Jones, who is the original cowboy in The Village People, guest appearing in the show
That's great.
on various different nights. So we sort of just culminated all of the talents that we wanted and put them all together in this mad house of a thing.
So now I have to ask, this is a very difficult question, but who is your favorite character in the production and why?
Me, because me. Who's my favorite character in the production? There's so many weird things. I think maybe, there's so many good lines. I don't think I have one, because there's so many. Everyone really has their moment in the sun. There's a puppet scene that I'm really excited for people to see, and I think is one of the funnier and more epic things in the show. In the middle of all of this live action, there's going to suddenly be a puppet scene, and the queen in the puppet scene, I think, is incredibly well written and really epitomizes the show, like how gigantic the ideas that we're trying to get across are. And that's played by Darlinda, just Darlinda, who's a burlesque performer. And I think that she's probably my favorite. She has some pretty amazing lines, and the puppet looks kind of terrifyingly wonderful. So I like that.
In a perfect world, what do you think someone would come up to you and say to you after the production is over? What do you want people to say to you?
I prefer when people can't talk at all, actually. I would really like for people just to be sitting there with their mouths open, unable to speak. But if they had to talk, I really like when something physically affects people, when you can actually. I went 2 years ago to the International Circus Festival in Montreal, and when you see really good theater, you sort of feel it in the back of your brain.
Yes.
And it's not just an intellectual thought or a feeling, but it's a physical manifestation. And I don't know how you express that in words, but if somebody could, if they could say, wow, that made my head feel funny, that's what I would like. I want to touch people's core of their presence, and I like things that are awe-inspiring. So I hope to create some awe. So yeah. And it's really funny. I just really hope to hear people laugh throughout the whole show, and maybe a shriek or two. Also,
considering Jake's role at Marvel, do you think something like this could ever make it as a comic book one day?
Well, I think that there's definitely a chance that something like this could make it as a comic book. I think that Jake's a really wonderful writer, and I think that comics are hard. I'm not a visual artist, so I don't know exactly how it would manifest itself, but I think that Jake writes stories very well, and that if he wanted to, he could most certainly turn this into a comic book or a graphic novel or something like that.